بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا دنیا تو امتحان کی قسمت کیے ہیں اور بہشت کی تقوا کا. حضرت ابو بکر کتانی رحمۃ اللہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ یہ اس کپل دنیا ٹرائلس دنیا از ناٹ اے پلیس فار ہیپینیس اینڈ پلیزر. دوز ہو آر لاسٹ ان دس دنیا دے ہو ہیو فورگوٹن دا پرپس آف دا آخرت. ایز فار دیم دے آر ڈویل ان دا ڈسپشن آف پلیزر. من حیات دنیا الا لاہم لاہو. اللہ تعالیٰ سے دنیا سچ پیپل is nothing but play and illusion. The dar akhiru khairul ladin yattaqun. But the abode of the akhirat is the best for those who have taqwa, who fear Allah Ta'ala. But in reality, this dunya is a place and abode of trials, difficulties. There's no person who is free of trials. Not matter who, whether it's a person of the dunya or a person of the deen. Whether it's an ordinary person, learned person, a wali or a nabi, everyone is involved with some type of difficulties and difficulty and hardship. Although the causes are different for different people, the causes of the trials differ. But this in this dunya, everyone must undergo trials, tribulations. So no one should be surprised. People are generally surprised when difficulties and hardships settle on them. They become surprised, they are panicking, they are unable to understand. But if one understands the reality of this dunya, then there is no need to be surprised. You just have to make sabr and accept what Allah Ta'ala has ordained for us and make sabr. There is no other way. And see that the trials will, a person can be the wealthiest person in this dunya. He will have these trials, he will have domestic problems and health problems with others and problems with his health. All sorts of problems settle on people. So no one is free of any difficulty or problems in this dunya. And the dunya, its acquisition is on the face of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala has made taqwa. Now without taqwa you can't immediately gain jannat. It is based on taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْآخِرَةُ إِنَّ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the akhirat, it means the success of the akhirat, jannat, by your Rabb, it is only for the muttaqeen. The iman, that everyone who has iman will ultimately enter Jannat, but after enduring punishment in Jahannam. But immediate entry into Jannat without having to go to Jahannam, that is only on the basis of taqwa. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to cultivate taqwa. The Quran is replete and full of its about taqwa and muttaqeen. Taqwa and muttaqeen must ittaqullah. Every now and then Allah Ta'ala reminds us that we must cultivate taqwa, because that is the only way of gaining immediate entry into Jannat. And what is taqwa? Fear of Allah Ta'ala. In other ways, do everything what the Allah say, everything we read in this kitab, that is the way of gaining taqwa, gain fear of Allah Ta'ala, and to struggle against the nafs, to keep the nafs in control, keep the nafs in submission to the Shariat, etc. These are all the ways of gaining taqwa, fear of Allah Ta'ala. Aur farmaya, murid ke liye teen cheeze bahut behtareen hai. Murid ye doesn't necessarily mean a person who has made bad to a shaykh. Every mu'min must be a murid. A murid means one who intends. You have resolved to reform yourself and you have resolved to move in the direction of Allah Ta'ala. So for such a person, three actions, three acts are the best for him. It's also a way of taqwa. And what is it? Ek to sona uska waqt ghalba ke ho, that he should sleep only when sleep is overpowering. When he's really sleepy, then only must go and sleep. Dusre kana waqt faqa ke. Third, when one is very hungry, only then you should eat. Not eat merely because it's time to eat. We have developed now such a practice that those who are eating three times a day, they must eat three times a day, whether they are hungry or not. Those who eat two times a day, they also, even they are hungry or not hungry, they have to eat. So he said, now you should eat only when you are really hungry. Teesre, bolna waqt zarurat ke. Third is to speak only when there is a need. And the Mashaykh, they emphasize a lot on this aspect here. It is to speak little, to speak less. Only when there is a need to speak, then you should speak. Don't waste the time in futility. Because the tongue is associated with many sins. Many sins, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jirmuk, sagir, wa zurmu, kabir, that the tongue is jirm, it's crime, it is great, despite his body being small, the tongue, the crime of it is great. Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, he prescribes a way of gaining taqwa. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, O people of Iman, ittaqullah, cultivate taqwa, fi Allah Ta'ala, how? Aqulu qawlan sadida, and that shows a way. What is that way? Speak what is righteous. Don't speak what is righteous. Don't speak unnecessarily. When you have to speak, then speak what is the haq. Speak what is of a benefit for yourself and for benefit of others. Speak what is for benefit in your akhirat. And as far as your dunya issues are concerned, only what is necessary. Much speaking, and especially speaking, engaging in futile talk, it hardens the heart. The nur of the heart becomes dull. And then, as I say, there is the danger always of speaking sin. And that is the common practice. When people meet, they always speak about the third person, the person who is not present. And that is ghibat. Almost everyone, even the learned people, sheikhs also, all of them are involved in this sin of ghibat, speaking about the person who is not present. When there is no need, then you should not at all introduce another person in your discussion. Yes, if there is a need, you have to give some nasihat, or you have to warn somebody about something, or there is some real pressing need, then in that case it is permissible. Otherwise, to initiate an idle conversation about a person who is not present, it is what we start saying, al-ghibat wa ashadu min al-zina. The ghibat, it is worse than zina. And what is ghibat? Ghibat is a truthful statement, it's not a lie. Ghibat is a truthful statement which you are making about a person who's not in your presence. But if he comes to hear about it, he will be annoyed, he will be offended, he will be displeased. That is ghibat. And if that statement which you are making about him is false, then it is worse. It's called then bohtan. It is bohtan or slander. Now there's no basis for it. You are accusing that person falsely. So the way of one, the best ways of gaining taqwa is to speak little, not unnecessarily in a bisla also, or in dua also. Allah minni a'udhuka min sahibi su wa min sa'ati su. O Allah, I seek refuge, I seek your protection. From what? From two things. From an evil companion and an evil moment. Evil companion, that's a person who, when you speak with him, he only speaks evil, he misleads you. And the evil moment is a moment which you pass in futility. You pass a time, you fill two of his meat and you speak nonsense, speaks things which no benefit. So even if it was not a sinful topic, but it was of no benefit for you in this dunya and no in the akhirah, then you will see the sin in the akhirah. How? In which way? When you will see the deprivation there. When one is deprived now there. For having wasted the time here, you are deprived, you see that how you have been deprived there. Then it will be a time for regret. And then that obviously is too late. There's no benefit in regretting in the akhirah. One has to regret here now presently for what we have done in the past, for the how we have wasted our life in the past. Allah Ta'ala is merciful. He accepted repentance. And then when you practice righteousness, goodness, then Allah Ta'ala will compensate for it. Ilm make up for you. Compensate for what you have wasted in the past if your tawbah is sincere.